The new sanctions target government officials and companies close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the sanctions also restrict licenses for certain U.S. exports to Russia.
We've consistently felt that there are a range of officials with close ties to President Putin who have supported these illegal acts in Ukraine that we can target here.
British Foreign Minister William Hague accused Russia of fueling bloodshed in eastern Ukraine.
The deplorable shooting today of the mayor of Kharkiv is another sign of the violence being instigated against those who have opted to support a united Ukraine.
In Brussels, representatives of 28 European Union nations met to enact additional sanctions on Moscow for failing to abide by the Geneva Agreement. A spokeswoman for the European Commission, Pia Arenkilde Hansen, said the EU diplomats are also discussing a third wave of sanctions targeting Russian banking, energy, and other key economic sectors.
Here and now, we're in a situation where there is no de-escalation. So we are currently considering additional measures, such as asset freezing and travel bans, to be the appropriate level of response at this point in time.
Analysts say nothing short of crippling economic sanctions can stop Moscow at this time. Freedom House director David Kramer says the current sanctions are too weak.
I think that the sanctions need to be tougher, harder hitting. It needs to be against sectors of the Russian economy. That is going to cause pain, particularly in Europe, less so in the United States. And I think what the list that was released on Monday by the Obama administration indicates a sensitivity to the difficulty of coordinating this with the Europeans. President Obama in Asia has made it clear he wants the U.S. and EU to present a united front.
German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble Monday called on European countries to stand united and firm in the face of the Ukrainian crisis.
The most important reaction is that Europe sticks together. We need, and nobody should underestimate the decisiveness of Europe. We don't want to have any escalation. We want cooperation, but if we are asked for, we stand firm.
In Moscow, President Putin sought to reassure Russian politicians that the country's military will not be hurt by losing long-time cooperation with the Ukrainian military industry. He said Ukrainian military specialists already have been offered jobs in Russia's defense industry.
They will get decent salaries and apartments. You will receive all of the budget money necessary for that. The process has already begun.
Meanwhile, the Russian economy, already faltering before the Ukrainian crisis, appears to be declining further, with its currency at an all-time low, its stock market at a sharp decline, and investors withdrawing lucrative investments from the country's economy. Zlatica Holk, VOA News, Washington.